Blog Talk Radio.
The Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show and Instagram. We invite various guests to come on the show to help you, as an Avon representative, take your Avon business to the next level. Whether you're an Avon representative for one day, or whether you're an Avon representative for 100 years, this show is designed for you. And we want to over 100 years because you know Avon this year is 131 years old.
Wow. That's a whole lot of perfume.
I'm going to invite you to like us on Facebook and also to ask people or our team, whether it's upline or downline or potential Avon representatives, to listen to our show this week. And if you've been following our show, you know that we have, like I said, the show life coaches, business coaches, Avon representatives like yourself, district managers, the authors, people in the medical field. And so if you've been following us, you know that the first Monday we have a treat, and that's with Don Onwalla. So Don is on the line. Don, take it away.
Hey, Pat. Hey, how are you?
Dan?
You guys have a lot of snow on the East Coast right now?
I don't hear you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, my headset must have went out. Okay, so I can hear you, yes.
Can you read me okay?
Loud and clear.
Cool. So how's the weather? You got a lot of snow on the ground back there?
No snow. It's just cold as heck here. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I used to see what we got this year. We got slammed probably almost 100 inches of snow this year. We usually get 20.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, we got slammed in the mountain states. Yeah, so it's all gone. Most of it's gone now. We got some hail today. They call it grapple or whatever. But anyway, hopefully we'll be out of it by the end of the month. So you wanted me to talk about, okay, so now you got your Avon business. Now what? Right?
Yeah.
Is the title of our show. Yeah. Okay. So I've got 12 items that I wanted to go over to try and run through in the next 29 and a half minutes or so. So, as you know, that I typically use a mind map when I do this every month for you guys. So I've got another one. It's got, it starts off in the middle and it's got a circle with new biz on it. So the first thing I want to talk about is something that I learned from Brian Tracy. Just like Brian, I told the gals about how you want to plan your year before you start it, plan the month before you start it, you know, all that, the week and the day. So something else from Brian Tracy is successful people, Pat, consciously are focused on what they want, not on what they fear. That should separate successful people from failures. Consciously focus every day on what you want, not on what you fear. And if you do that, I try to look at days as – I try to look at it as a 24-hour block of time, whether it's work or whether it's not eating sugar or not eating sodas or not eating, you know, bad food. It's, to me, it's 60-minute blocks. And if you can chunk it down like that, you can get through the day. You can get through 8 or 10 60-minute blocks of time. So if you just consciously focus on what you want for 60 minutes, and then the next 60 minutes it comes, focus on what you want. Don't focus on what you fear in that 60-minute block of time, because that's going to wipe you out. It's going to keep you from doing any productivity at all. So Marshall Silver says to fail forward fast, and that's what you got to do. And when you have your own business, you have to be active. You have to be experiencing life and making things happen. So that's number one. Okay. Number two is when you first start your business, you need to have a list of 100 to 200 people that you want to contact. Okay. I call this the everyone list. And you want to follow the money when you get started. You want to talk to the people that you spend money with. It makes you feel more comfortable because you know, you're buying things from them. So just return the favor and let them know you've got a new business. Give them a catalog. Tell them what you're all about and how you can help them with products for themselves and gifts for people they know. The baskets are great. You know, somebody's got a birthday coming up, or, you know, Mom's Day, you know, St. Patty's Day is coming up a week from Friday. Then you've got Easter, you've got Mom's Day, Dad's Day, you know, the rest of the holidays throughout the year. So focus on your list of 100 to 200 people, your everybody list. Number three, plan the work and work the plan. You have to have a plan. Okay, if you don't have a plan, you've got nothing to follow. Plan what you're going to do every single day and have that at least a month to 3 months out. Get yourself a calendar. I'm not a real fan, Pat, of using electronic calendars. I have them, but
really?
I have most of my calendars. Yeah, because it's too hard for me to see. If I walk into a business, I walk in with a paper calendar I got at Walmart for $18 last year. Because I want to see the month at a glance. I want to see, like, all the mixers I've got for the four chambers I'm in. I've got other networking groups. I mean, just I'm busy as heck. I've got to have all these things. I've got to have a 41,000-foot view of what I'm seeing.
Uh-huh.
It makes me that much more effective by doing that. And so when I walk in, I can see when I'm scheduling an appointment with somebody, I want to make sure that – and I learned this a long time ago. I love this. You only want to have one success calendar. I stood two people up 2 weeks ago because I had too many calendars going on. So fortunately, I was able to reschedule one of them, but the other one didn't happen because I screwed up and I had too many calendars working. I have only one success calendar, and do it in pencil. Things change. People's schedules change all the time, and so does yours. You're going to get a flat tire. They're going to get a flat tire or whatever. Do it in pencil. It's a lot easier to erase pencil than a pen. Do it in pencil. And just, you know what? I've got iPhones. I've got iPhones, iPads, Androids. I got all sorts of tech stuff. It takes too long for me to put an appointment in a device. It's much easier for me to write it down and then have my book with me. Number four, I love this one. I met a new one of these today. Have an accountability partner. Hold somebody's feet to the fire and have them hold your feet to the fire. It goes back to the goal setting. So number four works with number three, okay? And it also kind of works with number nine, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But have an accountability partner that's holding your feet to the fire. If you say that you're going to do 10 or 15 phone calls a day, my gosh, you got to have somebody holding your feet to that, because otherwise you're not going to do it. It's just like stair climbing or any other kind of exercise. If you don't have somebody holding you to it, it's not going to happen. Just not going to happen. So have an accountability partner, have one or two, and report back to them, and don't cheat. Okay? Don't cheat on that. Number five, have two mentors. One. What, Pat?
I'm going to say I'm on mute, by the way. Good.
Excellent. Yeah, as I noticed, there was no bobos in the background. That's terrific. Have two mentors instead of one, because you want to have somebody that's teaching you the business. Have somebody that's been doing the deal for 5 or 10 years, somebody that's got success, not just somebody that, okay, they're an Avon rep, but they haven't sold anything like this century, okay? Have mentors that know how to do it, and they can teach you that you can attach your wagon to their star, and they'll take you with you. Number six, daily, weekly, monthly, and annual goals. Written down with dates by them. You've got to do that. I mean, I did that. I told the story about the BMW that I wanted back in December 1986, and I got it. I set a goal for it to be 3 years later. I missed it by 72 hours. 3 years out. Okay, I moved 2,300 miles. I got divorced, moved to California, had set this goal in December of 86, got the car December 12th of 1989. I missed my goal by 3 days. And having traveled 2,300 miles and all that, and relocating. So goals work when you have them written down with the date by them. You have to make that happen. You have to put the date and the goal written down, otherwise you're not going to do it. So set daily, weekly, monthly, and annual goals. Maybe it's a vacation. Maybe it's how much money you want to make from your own business. But if you don't write it down with a date, it's never going to happen. Believe me, it just won't. It won't happen. Number seven, okay, review your work weekly, monthly, and annually. You have to review it. You got it. It comes back to number eight here. Number eight and seven go hand in hand. Track your work. What you track, you do. And what you review, you do. Like, that's why I wear a Fitbit. Religiously, it'll be 5 years, May 12th, because I get to track my steps, my mileage, my stairs. It makes me anal about it sometimes, but I mean, like, last night I got home and it was like 9,982 steps. I had 18 more to go to hit my badge of 10,000, and I did it. I beat it because I tracked it. So a Fitbit helps you track your exercise. Come up with some kind of a system in your phone or whatever that tracks what you do, or put them on the wall. Like, you know, when you're making your phone calls, and I include not just in phone calls, but like when you cold call, when you go in to see somebody drop off a catalog, that counts as a call. That is still a call, whether it's on the phone or in person, that's a call. Track that stuff every day, every week, every month, and every year. Track your productivity so you know what you're doing. You can feel good about it at the end of the day, the week, the month, the year. Number nine, inspect what you inspect from your team, the people that are in your organization, your business, the people that you bring in to Avon. Inspect what you expect of them. You know, you want them to do the same thing we talked about already. You want them to focus on what they want, not on negative things, not on fear. You want them to have their list of 100 to 200 people. You want them to plan their work. You want them to have an accountability partner. You want to be their mentor. So you have to do all the stuff that you expect them to do. You need to go over with them their daily, weekly, monthly, and annual goals if they're realistic. You need to review those with them. So inspect what you expect from your team. Number 10, this is huge. We talk about this all the darn time, okay? Having one's great, but if you don't use it, then it's wasted. A CRM, customer relationship management tool. You have to know when you talk to somebody and when you're supposed to follow up with them again. If you don't do that, you're spinning your wheels. You're not running your business like a business. Number 11, build a huge network. Okay, have a lot of people in your organization that you know that either customers or can refer you, and go to a lot of networking events. It's going to give you people that you can go out and do one-to-ones with. I've talked about BNI before. You can do BNI, but like I was telling somebody this morning, you can go ahead and create your own network of people. And I'd be more than happy to mentor anybody on this call or that's going to listen to it at a later time on how to do this.
Okay.
You don't have to necessarily join BNI. I can teach you how to do that on your own. BNI is great, but it's kind of structured for people that don't have the chutzpah to go out there and do it on their own. Okay. And number 12 is utilize social media, utilize Facebook, and utilize LinkedIn. For $49 a year, you can get involved with LinkedIn, and you can have people inviting you to join them. You just never know. I mean, I started, it was like February of 2012, I had like 1,105 people on LinkedIn. Now I've got over 11,000 5 years later. Just because I worked it. Have I made any money off of LinkedIn? A little bit, but it's just something that proves that you're out there working and you're in business. And you get involved with that. Maybe have your own Facebook page as well for business. And you got any questions for me, Pat? Those are the 12 things that I wanted to talk about. As far as now you've got a business, what do you do?
One of the things I like that you had said was the accountability partner. I mean, and that person does not have to be in Avon. They could be somebody who
no.
just in that would be in business.
Yeah, absolutely. So they could be. It's better to have them out of Avon because they're going to give you a fresh set of eyes. untainted eyes. Totally. Great point. Yeah. They don't have to be part of the Avon family. Good point. Yeah. But having an accountability partner is huge.
It is really huge. And, you know, I was surprised, because I hadn't done this. I didn't know that dropping off literature and stuff like that was considered a phone call. Who knew?
I would. Why not? I mean, if I'm out cold calling, yeah. Like I used to work for this company called George S. May back in like 1994, mm-hmm. and we were management consultants. And this is hardball me. Like, we could never make phone calls. We had to go through the Haynes directory at the library and get businesses in our zip code that we had. And it had to be 10 employees or more, and you would drop by and see if you could set an appointment. Or we used to do this thing, which I thought was kind of cool, called a unilateral appointment. So if you weren't in, I would say, I'll be back at 3:16 tomorrow to see Pat. So that was still a call, and we could not make phone calls, but we had to make 40 calls in person a day. I mean, that was tough. No phone calls, just pounding the bricks, just the old-fashioned way, just going into business and seeing if they had an interest for our management consulting services. So whether it's on foot or on phone, it counts towards your numbers. Because you're touching, you want to be able to touch, you want to go try and get belly to belly with somebody that can do the deal with you, that can become a customer or join your business. Yeah.
John, one question.
Yeah, you get three. Go ahead.
When people go out, Avon representatives go out and they touch and feel and they talk to people about their Avon business, if the person says no, can you go back and revisit that person?
Of course you can. A great question. And when somebody says no, and you don't have to be pounding on them, and you could be talking about whatever, and you could bring it up. And what I would do is I would come in the back door. I would ask them who do they know who wants to make a few hundred extra bucks a month part time, and if they say no, then that's a great question. It's a great lead. And I would definitely go back, because here's the thing is what I teach people is with networking is have a one-to-one with somebody every 90 days, or go back and see that person, because it's just like taking juice plus or whatever for your body. Your cells change every 90 days. So not only like your cells change, but the people that you know and your life circumstances and everything in your life, in 3 months are going to change dramatically or drastically. That person could get divorced, could have a kid, could whatever, could use more money. You know, you wake up tomorrow and you're a different person. You have different ideas.
Mm.
You know, your mind is not in a shoebox. It's not in a box. Things change in our lives every day. You have to revisit them. Just be a friend. Just don't go out there as the Avon gal. Okay, you're Pat. And you care when you care about people, that comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be in selling mode. You're a consultant. Like this morning, I had coffee with this girl Denise, and she was a possible prospect. But then after talking to her about it, that I found out their company is all set with what I do. But the conversation turned out. I would have spent 3 hours with the girl because I wanted to help her. Because she has a second business I didn't know about. And so I was trying to help her with how she can increase that second business on her own. And she was just like, she was walking on cloud nine after we left this morning. We're doing it again Friday morning at 8:00 again. Because I'm able to help her to do that without even maybe joining BNI. I told her I can show you how to do it on your own. She's a former realtor and she rents out rooms to people and houses. So I said, I created a title for her. I said, because she's like on Airbnb, and I said, I forget what it is. It was like TRC. I said, you are like, she's a temporary resolution consultant or temporary residential consultant. So if somebody moves into Boise and they need a house because they haven't found one or it's not built, she can rent them a place to live for 90 days. I said, you ought to be on top of every realtor in town. Bam. And then I'm going to have her talk to movers and want to just expand the same ideas we're talking about, expanding her network of people, because it's what you don't know that will kill you. So she wasn't even cognizant of that because, and her husband told her that she should be doing that. Sometimes it takes a third person. You just don't know. So that's why getting out and getting off your butt can really have a major impact on your business. Like, you know, today parts of my day were good and parts of my day were great, but just because I was getting out there and seeing people, and you don't know what you don't know that you don't know. Okay, one connection could change your life. Just one connection. I mean, just somebody says, go down the street and call on Jackson's gas stations, which has got like a gazillion. So I went and did that anyway. I don't know. I got the name of the marketing VP, but it was something I hadn't thought about. But this guy I was calling on, who's going to be a customer of mine probably on Friday, says, you should go talk to them. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. So I could have made the mental choice of successful people consciously, you know, focus on what they want, not on what they don't, not on what they fear. So I could have said, well, I don't, what if he says no or all that BS? I didn't do that. I didn't mind screw myself. I drove down there. These three girls are standing at the back door of this corporation, and they let me in. I walked in the back door of the building today instead of the front door, you know, like an idiot, but I still got in. If you don't go, you won't know. You have to get out there. Those catalogs don't do any good in the boxes. You got to get them out. You just have to work. Like I've said before, you know, be afraid when you're dead. Okay. Just because it's not going to help you now. I mean, it's just like if you make one call or get one more business card, one more catalog out there, that's got to be your mantra. One more, one more, one more, one more. And you've got to live this thing. It's got to be part of it. My car, since last time we talked, my car's wrapped. I've got new business cards that have a picture of my car on it and our website. Oh. I thought my boss was going to hate them. He loved them. The guy I was talking to today says, yeah, you know, I've seen this blue Honda out in Napa. It says the on-hold experience on it. I said, well, yeah, that's my car. And I showed him my business card. So he's seen my car. He's seen my business card. It's credibility. Mm-hmm. And this guy's been using our service now for 60 days of the test drive. So it was 3 points of credibility. I mean, Avon's got credibility. You've got it on your business card. You've got it on your catalog. Avon's been around for 131 years. Yeah. So just don't mind screw yourself. Just get out there and make it happen. Do the things that Pat tells you to do. Do the things that successful people want to do and just make it happen.
And, you know, John, getting back to what you said before about spending your money where you follow your money. Yes, you know, if the person you're speaking to, if they say no, you know, then ask them another question. If they say no, you can't. They don't. They're no thank you. They're not interested in Avon or whatever. Then you can also ask them, can you leave your brochure there or business card?
Sure. Just say, hey, would it be okay if I left this here for somebody else who might be interested? I do the same thing when I cold call. That's why I leave my business card in case they might know somebody else they can refer me. I have a great referral program. And you guys have that too, right?
Well, not really. We have to make up our own, actually.
Okay, but so I always use that when they tell me they're not interesting or they're not interested or whatever. That's perfect. Keep my card because I have this awesome referral program. I love paying people $100 with an American Express gift card when you refer me to somebody else. Because today I got the line, well, we're a corporation. I said, you guys are in Oregon, right? They said, yeah. So I knew who they were. But see, the idea is I know that Susie at the front desk probably knows somebody else that works in another dentist, works at a dermatologist, works in a vet. Because everybody up here, it's 1 degree of separation in Boise, Idaho. It's not like Manhattan where it's like 19 degrees of separation, okay? Here, everybody knows everybody. It's like, oh, my God, it's unbelievable. So that has to be your mantra, is that everybody in Manhattan knows everybody else. So make consciously them a referral partner, Pat. That's a great point. Okay, so don't take no for an answer. No doesn't mean no. No just means I don't want it today. It doesn't mean they're not going to refer you. But see, if you don't dig that, like you just said, if you don't dig that out of them, they're not going to think about it. It's our job to dig it out of them, like a dentist digs out a cavity.
Very, very well said, John. Very, very well
Thanks.
Said. What time is
Thanks,
it?
Thanks, Pat.
We have five minutes left.
Six double nickels. We got 5 minutes left. We usually go over.
We have five. Yes, we usually do. Yes. So we talked about the spend dollars. We talked about the calendar, which a calendar should be your. I can't see being in any business without a calendar. You should. And this is what I do. Before I go to bed, I look at my calendar so that I know
mm-hmm.
how to be prepared for the next day. Because maybe the next day is a lit drop day, or maybe the next day is a recruiting day, or maybe the next day is going to be, you know, a vending day. But I have to have my materials prepared
Correct.
Before I go to sleep.
Yes.
Exactly. So when I wake up the next day, I'm not
When you're
fragile.
Sitting down right now, right, when you're sitting down right now, you should be able to go through your mind like a Rolodex. Okay, like my first appointment tomorrow is at 10, next one's at 11, Meridian mm-hmm. Chamber lunch at noon, meeting with my ambassador from the Boise Chamber at 1:15, bam, and I have a mixture at 4. I know in my mind what tomorrow looks like already.
And therefore, and
you
know,
my first one today was at 8 o'clock this morning, went all the way through now.
Wow.
So I'm totally prepared for it. Yeah.
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 You cannot. And then once I wake up in the morning, you know, sometimes you forget from the time you sleep and wake up. But so the first thing I do before I hit the floor with my feet out of bed, I look at my calendar again. I review it. So I'm very clear
Good
and
for you.
Focused on, yeah. And one of the things you can do as an Avon representative, you know, when you, the night before, you get your clothes together, make sure you have your name tag, which you should have, and comfortable shoes. You should always dress in comfort when you're going out, and always check the weather, you know, because you don't want to dress with thin clothes and it's 30 degrees out. Then you're miserable.
Right,
and
or 20.
You won't be effective. Yeah.
Great point. Your stuff all prepped up the night before. Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great point.
Be prepped
up the night before.
Absolutely. I tell you.
You do the same thing with a marathon or a stair climb, you know.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, your bib would be uh-huh. pinned to your shirt so that you don't have to dink around with that in the morning. Just I had my gloves in my car Saturday morning. I was dialed. Uh-huh. I was up at 5:45 Saturday. Uh-huh. I knew exactly where everything was from the night. I went to bed at 9 so that I was ready to rock and roll in the morning. It's the same thing, whether it's your business or whatever, a race. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you can even do the same thing, take the same theories and plan ahead. I'm already
mm-hmm.
in preparation mode for Mother's Day. I've changed my ad in the newspaper today. So this week, Thursday, when it comes out, is already talking about gift baskets for Mother's Day. I'm beginning to look at my Avon What's New books to get the bungles so I can make gift baskets. So, you know, your calendar is your friend. You can't do business without it.
Right.
Can't.
You're not a professional. And nobody's going to want to join your team if you're a quad, you know. As you go, you know, and plus you want to be referable. Okay. Return phone calls, return emails in a timely manner.
Mm.
Because it reflects on you. If you're not referable, you're not going to gain any business. You're dead in the water.
That's right. Well, I think we've covered everything, John.
You betcha. I think we're there.
Yes.
Clock's about to roll over to 9 o'clock Eastern.
That's exactly right. So, everybody, got a little break today. We finished two or three minutes early. And, you know, you just got to make it happen. It's your business. You know, what are you going to do with it? You know, it's your business. You are the boss. You know, and live that
and if
boss
anybody,
life.
Anybody wants any mentoring, Pat, I'm here for them. I put this
Absolutely.
Out there
Go
before.
Mm-hmm. You'll know how to reach me because people have called. People have emailed me on AvonBronxBX@gmail.com.
And some people private message me on the Facebook page, which is Avon Motivation and Radio Show. So if you feel as though you want mentoring, you know, I appreciate your feedbacks and things. But you know, also if you want something, you know, message me. If you want John to mentor you, message me. Okay. So with that, John, I hope you have a great week. And
you
this
too.
Is not Avon.
I'll chat with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And our orders go in next
Monday. Next month. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Right before, well, a couple of weeks before Easter, yeah.
Spring forward on Sunday, clocks change.
Yeah. When? This Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday the 12th. The 12th, yeah. Spring forward.
Oh, wow. Well, next when you come back on the air, we'll be a couple of days away from taxes, so maybe we could talk a little bit about that, Avon, and your taxes, because it is your business. And with that being said, everyone, have a wonderful week. Make it happen. Get those orders in for next week. Good night, John.
Live long and sponsor, ladies. Good night.
Yes, good night.
Good night.